I have kept this secret from my husband for 3 years now. 3 years that seem to me a lifetime, and which I can bear no longer. You must believe me when I say I have struggled to put the past and all it means to me out of my life. But I find my struggle is all in vain, and I now have an overpowering desire to be once again with the one I love so dearly, where we can be together once more, and hopefully put an end to this heartache which causes such pain and makes of my life a sham. Alice?
Yes, Mom?
There's a letter I would like you to post.
The Yellow Face by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Jerry Jones. With Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Joan Matheson as Mrs. Hudson, Mark Straker as Grant Monroe, and Helena Breck as Effie Monroe. The Yellow Face.
More whiskey, Holmes?
No, thank you, Watson. Kind of you, but I've drunk more than enough.
Excuse my asking, but anything wrong?
I'm not way wrong.
Well, I hesitate to say, but you look unwell, Holmes.
Do I indeed?
Not unwell, are you?
No, Watson, I'm not unwell. At least not what is normally meant by the term.
Then what...
Bored is what I am, my dear fellow. When I'm between cases, I feel bored. Bored to my very bones. Bored.
Then perhaps another drink would help.
Yeah. Oh, very well. If only to halt your needless concern.
Yeah, you like a drink when you're down in the dumps.
Except for cocaine, Watson.
Well,
that is the magic potion that gives me glimpses of paradise.
And brings you down to earth with a bump.
Like love, I'm told.
Yes. Strange business, love. Nothing lasts, they say.
They're right, Watson. Nothing is forever. Though boredom, I must say, gives a remarkably good impression of it.
Holmes, I have a suggestion to make.
I help you, sir?
I wish to speak to Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
I'm afraid Mr. Holmes is not in at the moment, sir.
Blast.
But he will be returning, sir.
Do you know how long he will be?
I'm afraid not, sir. Mr. Holmes's schedule is somewhat erratic at the moment.
May I wait for him in his room?
Certainly, sir. Please come in.
I should have known better than allow you to coax me into a stroll in the park, Watson.
Let us sit down for a moment. Just look about you, Holmes. You must admit those trees are quite beautiful.
Only if you will admit that relentless beauty can be devastatingly dull.
Dull? This? You hardly know the meaning of the word, do you? Well, I envy you, my dear fellow. I'm bored, and you walk constantly in wonder.
I must say, Holmes, I shall certainly be glad when a new case comes your way. Very glad indeed.
So will I. Oh, so will I.
It's always the same. If you're not solving some mystery or other, you don't seem to be alive.
Because I'm not. Cases are my reason, my only real reason for living. If you will not promise to love forever, said the man to his lady love, what is the point of forever?
I still think of you beautiful from here.
What's it like at midnight?
Oh, cheer up, old friend. Something will happen.
Of course. It always does.
Here we are, sir. Please take a seat.
Thank you. Is it all right if I smoke my pipe?
I'm sure that is perfectly acceptable, sir. As you can see, Mr. Holmes is quite something of a pipe smoker himself. Now, you just sit down and relax, sir. I'm sure he'll not be too long.
Relax. So easy to say. How can I relax?
I must advise you, Watson, and I do it with all sincerity, should you ever in the future suggest a visit to the zoological gardens, I shall screech louder than any known monkey.
But many of the animals are interesting, you have to admit.
Let them from their cages, then they would be interesting.
Well, yes.
And now I suggest we release ourselves.
Another walk?
Yes.